rise at dawn of morning. There were thunders and lightning. A great cloud settled on the mountain. The people trembled as they heard the voice of Elohim's own words. A sound of
Shalom Aleichem, Mishpachas, Todd Cameron here with Paradigm Shift, and thank you again so much for joining us today. And as always, we're going to give all glory, thanksgiving, praise, honor, and worship, and everything in of ourselves to the Father of our forefathers, Yahuwah Elohim, who sits in the heaven of heavens, with our King, Yeshua HaMashiach, sitting at his right hand, waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool, by his people waking up and understanding who Abba is, his laws are, his Torahs, his seasons, his right rulings, his Shabbats, his feast days, versus the satanic feast days of eight Shabbat quarter worship that we've been all taught, that's been handed down to us by our forefathers in Judaism, Christianity, Buddhism, Taoism, Hinduism, Islam, and all the rest.
That's right. The way that you make Yahuwah your king is by withdrawing your consent, implied or otherwise, from all of the world's activities. He who loves the world is at enmity with Yahweh. So, let me, with that being said, Baruch atah Yahuwah, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitchanu, b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu, la'asok b'dibrei Torah. Blessed are you, Yahuwah, our El, King of the Universe, who sanctified us with his commandments, and commanded us...
That's right, sanctified us with his commandments.
That's right, and commanded us to be occupied with issues of Torah, not with all this other garbage. And the reason why we bring this other garbage to your doorstep is because you're consumed with it. Yes. And we are begging you to recognize the programming that you have been placed into and you are clueless about.
You're underneath the strong delusion. The strong delusion is manifested by the heartbreaks and pains of our own heart. And we manifest the strong delusion in our own eyes by our own lives that we want to save because we're afraid of what we might lose or we might not get. That means we could lose friends, we'll lose family, we will lose our whole entire nation once you begin to understand the truth of all things, the revealing of all things, as our Messiah promised that he would reveal to us, and as our Abba promised that he would reveal to us once he was done punishing us for 2,700 years as the northern 10 tribes of Israel, which is predominantly Christianity, Catholicism / Christianity, Protestantism, whatever you want, whatever package you want to wrap around this smoking, smelling poop, it's just another pretty package around pagan holidays and ceremonies and justification that we will bring more people to the Lord in order to fulfill the commandment of Yah is to go out to heal the broken heart and set the captives free. And it's not by transferring our worldly, fleshly things upon our children and teaching them those things, be it expressed in food addictions, drug addictions, movie, money, alcoholism,
shopping,
It doesn't matter what
animals.
It is. Animals. These are all heart injuries. And the number one thing that is predictably programmed into a society who is more concerned about its own flesh is that when you begin to reveal and speak the truth of the evil abominations that have gotten our nation to where it's at, gotten us as individuals to where we're at in our lives, why we're so fearful in our lives. What they say about truth is they say it causes fear. No, where the fear is at, it's inside of your own heart. Truth reveals fear. It reveals the fear that's inside of you. And what happens is you begin to understand what your nation has been involved in, what you've been involved in, what you've been teaching your kids at your schools, your education, in the educational system, by the government, in your churches, and in your own home, with this vileness that comes in from the abomination of horrors, which is the mercantile kingdom of the satanic sorcerer kings of wind. Windsor, of the House of Windsor and Rothschild, coming out of London to the rest of the world, and most predominantly in the United States with the Beatles invasion, the illusion began, and they began to show you and your kids how to do the shamanistic, occultistic, satanic way, which is to take drugs, take drugs, and do the oonga boonga. They show you how to sway and dance. They show you how to cut your hair. They make you effeminate. They blur the lines between man and woman.
Destroy the family.
And destroy the family one step at a time. And our people are involved in this on an everyday basis by the consumption of everything that is in this culture that is presented to you by the satanic banking merchandising sorcerer kings that provide everything for you in the world around you.
That's right. Matthew 12:33, a tree is known by its fruit. Luke 6:44, each tree is known by its fruit. You do not gather figs from thorns, neither do you gather grapes from a bramble bush. Luke 6:45, the good man brings forth what is good out of the good treasure of his heart. The wicked man brings forth what is wicked out of the wicked treasure of his heart. For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Also, the command is a lamp. Proverbs 6:23, the Torah is a light. And reproofs of discipline are a way of life. He who heeds discipline is in the way of life, but he who refuses reproof goes astray. Proverbs 12, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is stupid. Proverbs 15:10, discipline is grievous to him who forsakes the way. He who hates reproof dies. Proverbs 15:32, he who ignores discipline hates himself. But he who listens to reproof gets understanding. Proverbs 27:5. Well, first I want to go to Romans 15:14, okay? I want to set this up. Because a lot of people think, okay, yeah, that's great. Reproof and discipline are a way of life. I want to love reproof and discipline. But only Yahweh is allowed to speak to me. And I want it in a burning bush or beside a still pasture. But no, in no way or uncertain terms is my brother or my sister allowed to say a word to me about what I'm doing and what I'm up to. And if they do, then they're evil. Well, it doesn't say that in Scripture. In Scripture, we are our brother's keepers. In Scriptures, we have a duty to, Amos 5:15, establish judgment in the gate. Hate the evil, love the good. Romans 15, I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that you are also full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and also able to admonish one another. Because, Proverbs 27:5, open reproof is better than hidden love. Proverbs 28:23, he who reproves a man finds more favor afterward than he who flatters with the tongue. And why is reproof so important? Because, and the love of reproof, no less. Proverbs 29:1, he that being often reproved and hardens his neck shall suddenly be destroyed and without remedy.
Hallelujah, Mishpachah. And so we're going to go through an article here. I think we're going to get to it.
Yes.
We're going to go through an article which is going to bring home the point that we're trying to get across to you today. And the article is called Stargates of God, Kings, and Breaking Through the Neurological Firewall. But it's by Paul McGuire. It was done on February 10, 2014. Newswithviews.com is where you can find the article. Of course, it'll be on our Headlines newsletter that we send out each week. And if you want that Headlines newsletter, you can contact us at petranch@dishmail.net. Or Todd and...
Or Tamara at HebrewNation.net.
And again, if you want to know more about returning a teshuvah and knowing how to measure this world so you can discern between good and evil, so that you know what you can identify what is the righteous ruling way of the heart and how to, you know, and how to be in relationship with one another, go to Hebrew Nation Online and listen to the other radio shows and other teachers out there that are teaching about the returning of back to the law, the good and right teaching of our Abba, our Creator. It is the software programming for our heart. Scripture says that He is the only one, our Abba is the only one that understands the heart and knows the heart. And he also says that the heart is evil continuously. We also have an example of Solomon and what he asked for in when he asked for wisdom. He asked specifically about the wisdom about discerning the hearts of the people so that he could rule Yah's people. Because it's out of the heart comes the delusions that keep us in the strong delusion itself, and we call evil good and good evil. We're to the point where we cannot discern it anymore.
Yep.
And the reason why we don't do that is because we don't want to give up, or we might lose what we have associated with this world. And my question to you is that the churches, all the churches, especially here in this nation, it's a Christian nation supposedly, they've turned into entertainment churches, gluttonous churches, rock and roll churches, everything of the world churches, and nothing of the law of the Torah. Comfort and complacency.
And that is not conviction.
No, it's not. And so what's happened is we are the fattest nation on the earth. We are we have some of the worst health care on the earth, even though we pay the most money. We have the worst education on the earth because of this too. And a question to you guys is what would Jesus do? Is the question that Christians ask themselves the most often, or it's a catchphrase, but they don't properly apply it. But my question to you is, Ms. Bokah, would you invite Jesus to your church? Would you invite him to the rock concert that you're sending your kids to?
Would you be proud to have him sitting in your church, looking at your things that you're doing?
Would you invite them to come to the? Would you send Jesus to the educational schools that you're provided for to your children? Would you teach? Do you think Jesus would go out and learn how to play soccer all their lives and get wrapped up in sports? Would you invite Jesus to a Super Bowl party? Would you invite Jesus to come
Grammy
on in
Awards.
And the Grammy Awards? How about the Olympics? How about to be a Republican or to a Democrat? Do you think he would have any involvement with any of that? Would you invite Jesus like you do your children to go off into the military? Would you invite it to kill and learn war forevermore? Would you invite Jesus to be a push-button drone pilot to go and kill people but murder them without trial, without righteous and right ruling or understanding? Would you invite Jesus to give over all your authority and understanding to a government that has no will other than to suck out the life from the, as a parasitic institution that it is, of the people? And
would you offer Jesus a vaccination?
Do you think Jesus would create a monetary reserve system over you that comes from nothing, is printed from nothing, and it comes from counterfeiters, and then charges interest and usury over the planet? Would you invite Jesus to do, how about the abortion clinics and teach them that? Would you invite Jesus to go to your, what else, Mama? Go to the movies that you see in the movie theaters on a daily basis.
Watch a video from MTV.
Would you invite Jesus to your table at your house that's filled with GMOs to eat that? Would you invite Jesus? Do you really think Jesus would sit down and do anything with you? And all of Christianity and all of Judaism and all of the world is wrapped up into this. You're filthy and disgusting and blind and dumb, and as soon as you
and proud of it,
you brag about it.
You boast in it.
Would you invite Jesus to a church get together with a social for the kids as I'm with the kids and you're feeding them GMOs and the reward is ground up Happy Meals? Would you invite them to a Twinkie eating contest? It's not food, Mishpachah. And then the last Twinkie Jesus gets, but it's filled with mustard. Ha 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 ha! See how we can make fun of one another. That's out of broken-hearted injury. And not only that, we're teaching the kids to eat improperly, and we're teaching them gluttony, to consume as fast as they possibly can. We're teaching them conditioning between one another and competition between one another, which is the microcosm of division, this root of division, and the ultimate end is war and death and destruction.
You start injuring the hearts right then and there, and it happens with our children, and that's where Yahweh wants it to happen.
Would
and
you invite Jesus to your medical centers to get a shot of vaccine? Would you shoot Jesus in the arm with the vaccines that are being produced and you shoot into your kids on a daily basis? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm an absolute.
What else? What else can we think of?
I know.
What else in this
beastly
culture?
Go through your life.
Culture?
Go through your daily life and
why
really
do you do
ask,
these things?
Would you think that your Messiah would be proud to spend time with you? Would be proud to see the things that you're involved in and you're giving your consent to? What we just read in Hebrew on air was that we're commanded to be occupied with issues of Torah. Well, what is Torah? Let me quote, "He who loves another fulfills Torah," Romans 13:8. What is love? Reproof and discipline. Galatians 5:14, the entire Torah is completed in one word. You shall love your brother as yourself. Galatians 6:2, bear one another's burdens and so complete the Torah of Messiah. The issues of Torah have nothing to do with naked women jiggling themselves and stuffing faces full of beer and candy and
adult men fighting each other on the Roman gladiatorial field of the super abomination bowl. As one of our listeners put it, the super Baal bowl, Baal, the Lord. Baal comes from Nimrod and it goes all the way back. And also, with Jesus, do you think when the truth is presented to you on the basis of vaccines that are killing you, GMOs that are killing you, the fluoride, would you serve Jesus fluoridated water that comes from your city tap? All these different things, whether you send them to the educational system, and when people are presented with the truth of these things, that these matters, and these are the best of American Christians that we have come to see and understand, we hate the evil, we don't hate the people. What really angers us is we got to have dinner last night with some very good-hearted, very deluded, lost, very injured-hearted people. And they are Christians, and they do all these great things, and they're driven to serve Him, and they make up new harvest festival instead of Halloween. It's the same poop in a different box, Mishpacha.
Different package.
You have to quit
doing that. And the bottom line,
these
are the people we did the petition for.
That is right.
This is what the petition for freedom was for. Father brought a rich example,
a great example
of the human being.
Hallelujah.
Into our household that we did this petition for.
We hate the evil. We hate the evil that's been done to them. We hate the delusion that's in them. And I can tell you right now, it's out of selfish flesh too, because the longer that the people stay ignorant, the more chance that my family is going to be affected by the destruction that is going to come down, the judgment that's coming down to wake the people up. I'm going to tell you right now, Mishpacha, you read Ezekiel 20 and you read it real good, you Jews and Christians out there who believe that you're separated and you're not. You Ishmaelites in Islam, you read Isaiah 19. You Assyrians, you read that Isaiah 19. All you Egyptians read Isaiah 19. All you Christians and Jews read Isaiah 19. There's going to be one row between Assyria, Israel, and Egypt. He says for specific different reasons, he loves each one of those peoples for different reasons. It's because there were 12 tribes of Isaac and 12 tribes of Ishmael. And then there is the Canaanite, Edomite, satanic line that has inbred us all and rule us all today. And they are the heads of all of our religions and everything. So I just got off on that. But bottom line is we've become chemically, mentally, and physically totally deluded with the electronics, the TV. Would you sit down and with Jesus and have him in your house and turn that TV box on and just let it run with all of its filth, all of its commercials, all of its sitcoms, everything.
And so, because why? What's going on? Why can't anybody hear us? Why can't anybody understand what's going on? Because everything gets instantly rejected as nonsense by individuals who've done zero research
We're trained
on the
to
subject.
Laugh. Go ahead.
Okay. Everything gets instantly rejected as nonsense by individuals who've done zero research on the subject. For the idea is completely out of their frame of reference, and therefore it becomes a subject of ridicule. That's why people, we can't get them to wake up. That's why it's so frustrating to be able to see, you know, it says with much wisdom comes much, there's much cost to much wisdom. There's sadness to much wisdom, and I'm looking for the Bible quote. I've got it. The reason why is because most people around you are completely living in a delusion. They don't understand
what they're doing,
what you see.
Mm-mm. And so, and then when you speak to them, what the conditioned program that's in us today is, there's the main response is you're taught to laugh at it. You're taught to blow it off. As soon as something comes up in the mind that they don't have any understanding of, they begin to laugh, and then they redirect, they divert, they begin talking about the food they're consuming at the table, and, oh, this food's so good, and oh, it's so real. And then more food goes in the mouth faster and faster as the nervousness, they need to be calmed back down, because their whole paradigm was tested into some frame of reference that they have no understanding of, because they've lived their life in total slothfulness and laziness by researching nothing from ourselves. So the other predictive programming response that immediately comes out of their mouth is that, well, you can get pros and cons on either side of that. So we just don't do anything about it. We don't even look at it ourselves, right?
And my response to that is the greatest gift in Scripture is discernment. Where is the spirit of discernment? That's what Todd was just quoting from.
It's gone.
He was saying, 1 Kings 3:9, Solomon asked for an understanding heart to rule Abba's people. Why? To discern between good and evil. Now, when you're reading the pros and cons of any issue, you should be able to discern the good from the evil.
That's right.
Period. But a lot of people don't even want to take responsibility to go that far, because that means they can't do what they want to do. And they'd rather boast in their ignorance and their weaknesses than actually take responsibility and get humbled. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and yeah, that's right. And so it's because of the lawlessness. If we don't have a measuring rod, our Creator made a software program. It's called the Torah, and the only way the Torah works properly is if it's aimed at our individual hearts inside of ourself. It's to look at our own heart and our own self in order to clean out the injuries that we stuff our faces to cover up, and we are so terrified, really, literally, in the world. We run around, our feet hurry about to do evil, and we have no clue that we are doing it.
That, in fact, the article that we want to read, and I don't think we're gonna have to wait for the next show to read this awesome article, because this article puts it all together, what we're saying. But the main theme that, the scripture that would be the theme of this article is Proverbs 19:2. Desire without knowledge is not good. He who hurries with his feet sins. And this is the exact picture that that you get whenever you imagine the sheeple or the masses running to and fro, being hauled about by every wind of doctrine, and then running to go to the Super Bowl, and then running to go to the Grammys, and running to go to the Emmys, and
running going to work.
Yeah.
Running
to go so they to can the make Walmart, more money. To the Target, to the Super, to the mall, to the fish, to fishing, all of it is there's nothing wrong with fishing. There's nothing wrong with shopping. It's when it becomes an obsession, when it becomes something that you use to delude yourself from the reality you're living in, so that you don't
see the illusion. And the solution is, and what Torah teaches through how Yeshua walked it out, and how to turn that on our own hearts, and how to help one another reveal the hidden pains of our hearts, that the only way that we come out of the delusion is by stepping it out through our hearts and cleaning out the pains that have happened to us in our past. Otherwise, we transfer them to the next generation.
Absolutely.
And the only thing, there's only one measure for the heart, is by the Creator and the software program that gave us the perfect functioning of the human and relationship, proper relationship between other humans, condition, and that is called the Torah. And that it's the culture, it's the clothing, it's the food, it's the times, it's the seasons, it's the harmonics of it, it's the music of it, it's the whole thing, it's the whole kingdom.
In Torah, the bottom line is, you can't abuse each other. Abuse stops in Torah. I don't get to abuse you, and I get to tell you that you don't get to abuse me. And it doesn't get to happen on little insidious levels, and it doesn't get to happen on right in your face levels. Matthew 22:37, the two greatest commandments are, number one, love Yahuwah with all your heart, being, and mind. Number two, love your neighbor as yourself. These are the greatest commandments. But how are you loving Yahuwah with all your heart, being, and mind when you're thinking about food eating contests and Super Bowls and military drills and
drones bombing people and being proud of it and bragging about our military and being able to kill people and of that nature, and we call ourselves we don't call ourselves Christians. We call ourselves Hebrews. We were there at one time. I was red, white, and blue, sold out to the nth degree. I was sold the whole package.
Too.
I bought the whole bill of goods.
Join the military.
And I went into it. And praise Yah, I was kept out of Iraq on the ground because I was in the Navy, and I didn't get killed by depleted uranium and shot up with all the anthrax viruses and vaccines they put in there, and the DARPA genetically designed vaccines that are in there to alter the mind and interconnect the soldiers and make them super soldiers even. So, what was my point of where I was going with that?
Praise Yah that you didn't get affected by that, because the military is what we get sold out to. It's a major propaganda tool that's being used in America today, and probably other countries are doing it.
Do you think Jesus
military.
Would be patriotic as an American in this nation?
And would Joshua want to even stand up for this nation and what its nation is producing right now? Are you really proud of what America is producing right now?
Yeah.
Are you really proud to go fight and serve for Obama?
Yeah.
Obama nation?
And Bush?
This is all a thought box. It's something that we're programmed not to think outside of. And we are asking you,
if
you are listening to this show, we are asking you to break your programming.
We
are fighting to break your programming. Our our programming is broken, and we continue to watch it get broken on deeper and deeper levels.
That's right.
And when you break that programming, that's it. When you break that programming, you become more compassionate. You are better able to love your brother. You will step out and do a petition for freedom, where you will deliver yourself unto Yahweh and get yourself as clean as you possibly can in every way that you possibly can, because your heart is broken for what your brothers are going through.
To make a petition for the ignorant that have great hearts that want to serve Abba, and they're serving it in total heart injury delusion.
Yes.
So with that said, Mishpacha, you keep looking up everything yourself.
Yes.
And looking up to the heavens because your redemption.
Don't leave it for others to do.
That's right. And you're looking up to the heavens because your redemption draws nigh. Hallelujah.
Respect your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet.